Hey, baby, Sashay Shantae. This is RuPaul, Supermodel of the World. And I have one thing to say.
You better work.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to a very special show. I'm calling it Those Singing Drag Queens. And no, I'm not talking about drag queens who lip-sync. Our culture has a long history of drag artists or female impersonators who did indeed do their own singing. And this is actually part two of the story. Last month, I covered from the 1920s up through the late 80s. And this time, you'll hear about the last 15 to 20 years of this genre. And I might as well mention this now. My regular listeners know that I generally have two versions of my show. One is tailored for airing on Queer Voices, meaning it's limited to about 58 minutes. But the version at my website does not have that time constraint. That allows me to give longer versions of the songs and to play songs that, well, I just can't play on regular radio. And with drag artists, there's a number of songs like that. Okay, that's enough introduction, and I've not told you who opened the show. But if you follow gay culture at all, you already know. Supermodel is one of the biggest hits for RuPaul, who has been perhaps the most successful drag artist of the last 20 years. Who would have thought a drag queen 6 foot 4 inches tall, in stocking feet, from Atlanta would end up with hit records, a TV show on VH1, and appearing in a number of movies? She's published her autobiography and has been a representative for a major makeup company. She's hosted a very popular radio show in New York City, and get this, a series of 6 dolls has just been released in her likeness. Now, she wasn't always the stunning persona that she is today. Her first recordings were for the Funtone label in Atlanta, and her image then was more punk drag, which was a little scary. Her first album was a soundtrack for a movie called Star Booty in 1986. And in the background, we've been listening to a not-so-memorable 1987 release called Ping Ting Ting. Her breakthrough record was Supermodel in 1992, and I've put together the following medley of some of my favorite songs by her.
Once upon a time, there was a little German girl from the Brewster Project of Hamburg, Germany. At 15, she was discovered by a Der Wiener Schnitzel Corporation representative, and her modeling career took off. You better work, 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 und sie ran bei work. Love to the camera, it don't matter what you wear, they're checking out your savoir-faire. It don't matter what you do, cause everything looks good on you. Strudel model. To be free, so come on and let your love and shine, shine. Yeah. Come on and let your love and shine, shine, shine. Oh, you got the right, you got that right.
live
from our weather center.
Baby, the stuffing got heavy.
Honey, just when you thought it was safe to go back outside,
bam, the sequel. Honey, I thought you knew, girl.
According to all sources.
What sort?
Streets the place to go.
Baby, you better listen, honey.
The night for the first time.
For the first time.
Just about half past ten.
Uh-huh.
For the first time in history.
Say what?
It's gonna start raining men.
All right, girl.
It's raining men.
Hey.
Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet.
Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried. Oh, honey, if I get restless.
See you look at me and judge me with your eyes. Your words are meant to hurt and cut me down to size. Why must I explain to you? He loves me, I love him too. What on earth has that to do with you? So you criticize, do you realize I'm a person just like you? Not gonna run and hide. Just cause
you decide.
You don't like the things I do. And you will see that love is blind.
How do I look? How do I look?
Hey, this is RuPaul, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston.
Woke up this morning. Oh. It's Friday. Oh. Looked in the mirror.
I just love RuPaul's music, and most of that medley was from the 90s. It started off with a humorous takeoff called Strudel Model, and then went to Free to Be, one of the highlights from the Wigstock soundtrack, followed by Back to My Roots. The songs If You Were a Woman and I Was a Man and Snapshot came from the Foxy Lady CD. A couple of duets were next, It's Raining Men with Marsha Wash, and Ruth sings with Elton John on Don't Go Breaking My Heart. From her Christmas CD, Ho Ho Ho, came RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen. And we finished off with two from her latest CD, from 2004, Red Hot. And those songs were Love is Love and Looking Good, Feeling Gorgeous. But the last 20 years of performing drag artists covered a lot more territory than just RuPaul. And I've got a special treat by an artist who's never released this recording, or any other music recording, but she deserves a proper introduction.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side.
And the Holly Lou Reed was singing about was Holly Woodlawn, one of the few survivors of the world of Andy Warhol. She's written a book called A Low Life in High Heels, and in 1986, this live performance was captured by a video archivist named Nelson Sullivan. I want to thank one of my internet friends, Robert Coddington, for getting me permission from Holly to play this song and to host a video of it on my site. The song is the 60s hit by the Exciters, Tell Him. Woodlawn with an unreleased song from 1986. In the last 20 years of recordings by female impersonators, there's been a lot of dance music, and this next artist is mainly known for that, but that's not the case for this song. Her unlikely name is Pussy Tourette, and from her debut album from 1993 is the uncharacteristic song, I Think He's Gay.
I hope he's not a fag, I hope he's not a drag queen,
I hope he's not a queer,
I hope he's not a mystic.
Waiting just to chill me to the bone. into hibernation, where my soul can slowly break. I want to seal the separation, baby, but your thoughts keep me awake. Didn't you say,
Pussy Tourette was, well, a little of another song by her called Brand New Day, and it is brand new. It happens to be one of the newest songs you'll hear on this show, as she just sent it to me. And like on last month's show, in order to cover as many artists as possible, unfortunately, I will only be able to give you a taste of some of their songs. That was Lady Bunny from 1996 with Shame, Shame, Shame. But Lady Bunny is probably more known as the annual hostess of Wigstock. That event was captured in probably the best movie ever about drag in 1995. From it, here's Lady Bunny introducing Joey Arias.
Another living legend that Wigstock magic has brought back to life because it's a Wigstock favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Arias. Channeling Billie Holiday.
I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them eyes. You got that certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so started something. Hey, Wigstock, you better smile with those big bubbling eyes. Cause they sparkle, they bubble, they get you in a whole lot of trouble. Oh, Wigstock.
And another highlight, in my opinion, of the movie Wigstock was Michael Ortega, more commonly known as Mistress Formica, singing Fight for Your Right to Be Queer.
You wanna come out, but you don't know how. You tell your mom you're gay and she has a fucking cow. She sends you to a shrink, but it just don't. Shriek, that's a jerk. Everybody, you gotta fight for your right to be queer. You gotta fight for your right to be queer. Jesse Helm got your kids in and he said, no way. Well, that hypocrite. You in drag, and your mom threw away your game for the bag. You gotta fight for your right to be queer. You gotta fight for your right to be queer.
I want to get back to Joey Arias for a moment, because he just keeps popping up. Besides Wigstock, he's been in several movies, like Tu Wong Fu and Mondo New York. He appeared on Saturday Night Live with David Bowie and queer rocker Klaus Nomi, and lately he's been appearing in the Cirque du Soleil production Zumanity in Las Vegas. His music has been on a number of various artist CDs, with interesting titles like God Shave the Queen. And while unfortunately he has no solo album, you can enjoy him on a CD he did with another well-known drag personality, Sherry Vine. From their 1999 CD, Starlust, here's part of their duet on All That Jazz.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Starlust Lounge is proud to present the reunion of Sherry Vine and Joey Arias!
Why don't we paint the town?
And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. All that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz.
Lick your hair and wear your buckle shoes.
And all that jazz, I hear that all that jazz
is gonna blow the booze. And all that jazz, come on, we're gonna bunny hug. I got some aspirin at United Trucks, and it will shake our park. We'll get a brand new start. Do do, yeah.
A shimmy, shimmy, shake, and all that jazz.
Oh,
she's gonna shimmy till the corners break,
and all that jazz.
Ooh, where the parka girdle? Ooh, her mother's butter curdled, and she knew her baby's queer for all that jazz.
Flask, we're playing fast and loose.
And all that jazz,
right up here is where I store the juice.
Oh,
and
nice.
and all that jazz. Come on, hon, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet your lucky Lindy never flew so high. Cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all that?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you thought you were getting a classy show, but I cannot lie to myself. You see, deep down in the bottom of my heart and in the bottom of my soul, I have to be true to myself, and I will always be a tramp. Hit it, boys!
Bother with people I hate. Let me tell you, honey, I'm a tramp. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. Won't play no crab games with barons and earls. Let me tell you, honey, I'm a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, that's oak. Hey, California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why this lady is a tramp. I like the free, the fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, that's oak. Hey, California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why this lady is a tramp.
Joey Arias and Sherry Vine and All That Jazz. And following that, from the same CD, was a solo by Sherry Vine doing The Lady is a Tramp. Now, who could resist a drag artist with a recording called Complete and Utter Country? Not me, certainly, and I've tracked down every recording I can find by this artist, who in her act says she's from Tennessee and calls herself Tina C. Get it? Tina C is the creation of Christopher Green, who lives in the UK. And I'll let Tina C introduce herself.
I'm Tina C, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. Well, yes, I'm cheesy. This smile is squeaky clean. You can say that I'm too damn tough. But if you want sweetness, I got sugar enough. I'm Tina C, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I may sound preachy, but y'all just gotta believe that country music is finer than the Lord's holy fire. I get closer to God as my hair gets higher. I'm Tennessee, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm spiritual daughter of Tammy and Dolly. Yes, I wanted a man who would dress me real fine, but all I got from my man was a denim A-line. I'm Tennessee, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. They're all saying, how can she be so womanly? Double N, double S, double E, Tennessee. Double N, double S, double E, from Nashville. Double N, double S, double E, yeah. Double N, double S, double E, double N, double S, double E.
So, I've been here about, what, 5-10 minutes, and I have not sung a sad song. Now, that is just no good, is it? That's what I do best. That's how we make our money. And Just so y'all can, you know, have slightly sad, pathetic lives, finish relationships, come home late at night and listen to my sad country music songs. That's the role I fulfill. Just to give me a bit of information, anybody here been dumped recently? I ask this in such a sensitive, beautiful, caring way. No, isn't that great? Anybody done any dumping recently? No, nobody wants to admit that. Bastards, you know who you are. No, I don't think that people who finish relationships are bastards. No, because it takes strength to finish a relationship. Okay? You have to do a lot of soul searching, and then you decide, that's it. It's over. And then you feel strong. You feel good. And then you hear from maybe one of your friends that that person, your ex-partner, is out on the town. Walking. Talking. Stuff like that. And this is a song I wrote about that phenomenon. And it's called, I Thought I Left You. What Are You Doing Alive? Thank you. It was the longest night, the moon my only friend. As I lay awake, knowing our love must end. I watched you sleep so happy while I was forlorn. But I was so brave, I left your bed at dawn. The next night in town, I was cruising around, wondering if in your own sorrows you had drowned. But there you were in some bar, larger than life. I thought I left you, what you doing alone? Well, it was 7 years later, my life was fine. You know, I had more lovers than handbags, more fun than time. But that day we met in Sears with your pretty young blonde, I wanted to cry out, without me's where you belong. I left you in good faith that you would mourn for me, and forever you would live in misery. And now here you are a-saying she's gonna be your wife. I thought I left you, but you knew when. I thought I left you, what you doing, life.
That one was called, I Thought I Left You, What You Doing Alive. And that is from Tina C's 1999 album, Live in Sydney. And if you listen to the internet version of this show, you can hear another song by her, which is my absolute favorite, but can't be played on the radio. Oh, you are listening to the internet version? Well, I'm going to try to prepare you first with another song, just a little 30-second track, before I get to one with a perfect country song title, No Dicks as Hard as My Life.
You can hit the roof when you're feeling mad. You can hit the bottle, baby, when life makes you sad. You can hit the sack when you're bored out of your tree. But I'll cut your balls off if you ever hit me. Yes, I'll cut your balls off if you ever hit me. What do you say we finish things off with a little song called No Dicks as Hard as My Life? Would you like that? Hell yeah. Go on, guys. This is a little song called No Dicks as Hard as My Life. Guys think they get it tough from their girl or their wife. No dick's as hard as my life. Guys will always cause us girls strife. No dick's as hard as my life. I ain't crazy, I ain't eccentric. I just don't think life's phallocentric. No dick's as hard as my life. It ain't gonna help me survive. Come on, feel like the early bird, said some guy's wife.
No dick's as hard as my life. Said no dick's as hard as my life. Will always cause us girls strife. No dick's as hard as my life. No dick's. Well, you can kiss my country ass. No dick's. How'd you like me now? How'd you like me now? I said no dick's as hard as my life. That's all. Good night.
And from her 2001 CD, Don't Love Me Too Much, that was Tina C. Next is an amazing performer. From San Antonio, Jimmy James is one of the best of modern impressionists, ably capturing a wide variety of celebrities. My personal favorite is his Christmas album, which contains a hysterical reading of Bette Davis doing Feliz Navidad. But equally captivating is a medley from a CD he released in 1999 called The One in Many Voices of Jimmy James Live. The medley is called Eight Divas, and you'll marvel at how well he portrays these eight stars doing the same song.
Can't believe y'all still coming. The first time I came here was 1986, and y'all are still here. Thank you so much. First one to sing for you, the legendary Cher.
Never treats me sweet and gentle all the way. Got it by a dial that ain't cool.
Miss Mae West. My poor heart is sentimental, yeah. You know it's not made out of wood. Oh, wood. Cause I've got it bad. Miss Judy Garland. And when the weekend is over and Monday rolls round, I am the way that I start out. You see, I'm crying my heart out, Miss Eartha Kitt.
He don't love me like I love him. No, nobody could. 'Cause I've got it bad. And that ain't good.
Miss Barbara Streisand.
And Jimmy James has also had several very good dance song releases, And one is brand new, as it just came out this month. It's the newest song on this show. It's called Fashionista.
Everybody line up! The show is about to start. Places! The show is about to start. You have to show a look, have a look, or give a look. Faces! Beautiful! No one ugly allowed. Are you ready? Here we go. Fashion is the art. Designers are the gods. Models play the part of angels in the dark. Which one of you would ever dare to go against that beauty is a trade and everyone is paid? Fashionista.
Jimmy James' latest recording, Fashionista. Some of you may remember that there was a TV show in the 60s called Honey West. Well, I've got a different Honey West for you. This artist debuted in the Chicago cabaret scene in 1990 and has been a hit with critics ever since. In 1997, she released her first CD, Take Honey West Home. And on it is a duet I just love. It combines the songs 50% and I Know Him So Well. Singing with her is another Chicago favorite, Alexandra Billings. She is a very interesting artist as well. Billings is transgendered now, but as a performer began work in the early 80s in the only place she thought she could, the drag scene. She did well, winning a number of pageants, and by the late 80s was starring in musical productions, and now has two CDs out on her own. From the CD Take Honey West Home, Honey West and Alexandra Billings.
Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally. No one is completely on your side. And though I move my world to be with him, still the gap between us is too wide. Looking back, I could have played it differently. Won a few more moments, who can tell? But I was ever so much younger then. Now at least I know him well. I don't know all the jokes he tells or the songs he hums. Though I may hold him all through the night, he may
constantly. No one is completely on your side. And though I move my world to be with him, still the gap between us is too wide.
is anyone's guess.
I could have played it differently.
It's a constant surprise.
Mad about the boy before I fell.
The eternal plan to fall.
But I was
in love.
Honey West released another CD a couple years ago. It's called My Big Fat Cheesy Lounge Act, and I want to share two short songs from it. The first is the standard All of Me, and for the second, well, you recognize the tune, but not these lyrics, which refer to a popular meeting place in Provincetown.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good with out you? I take my lips, I wanna lose them. I take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbyes left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. I take my arms, out of you.
was my heart. So why not take all off? Why not take all off? Why not take all of me? Love, exciting and new, cruise the beach. They're expecting you. Cast your seat on the surf. Let it flow. It floats back to you. Now, dig dock. Soon they'll start sucking you. The dig dock. Yes, you can suck them too. Set your sail for adventure, arrive and then drop your pants. Love won't hurt anymore. It's an open mouth on a friendly whore. The dick dock, a great reason for coming back. The dick dock. Watch, don't get sand in your crack. Set your sail for adventure. Arrive and then drop your pants. Love won't hurt anymore. It's an open mouth on a friendly whore. It's love. It's love. It's love.
Remember, you heard that here. Honey West from the CD My Big Fat Cheesy Lounge Act. A rather obscure artist who unfortunately has released only one CD is Noel. His 1998 album is called It's Just a Phase and was featured on Audiophile that year. While I wasn't an Audiophile producer back then, I do have access to the archives and resurrected this quote from Noel discussing his own persona.
I am someone who dresses in a female persona. I'm actually male, despite the sound of my voice, which lends itself very well to being a female illusionist. And that's what I do. That's what I call myself, a female illusionist, instead of a drag queen or a female impersonator. A female impersonator generally implies someone who impersonates a particular personality or a famous person, and oftentimes uses their own voice in doing so. So they create a character that is similar to a person who is either living or dead. A drag queen generally lip syncs to music and is a little more outrageous in their appearance. I tend to be more of a glamorous nature and more in keeping with what current styles are. And I perform my own music and I sing. So I didn't fit in any other categories, so I created one myself.
It's just a phase I'm going through.
See?
It's Just a Phase, the title track from the 1998 album by Noel. Also from 1998, this time from the UK, was an act called The Way Out Girls. Imagine the Spice Girls made up of drag queens. Well, maybe that's not too big of a stretch. This time the girls were Butch, Tardy, Leary, Snooty, and Spice Rack. And the song is I'm the Leader of the Gang. Way Out Girls.